the Sean Clixner Show.
Yeah, buddy. Let's do it. Clap it up and welcome. It is time. That time of the month. No, it's not. It's that time of the day, everybody. Don't get all weird and disgusting on me. How dare he say that? No, it's time of the day. It's 10 o'clock at night. It is time for you to unwind. Get your news. Join the community. Talk about things that we need to talk about. And just have a good time. We're going to laugh tonight. I promise you lots and lots and lots of laughter. That is my promise to you. What's your promise to me? You have a promise for me? I hope it's lots and lots and lots of laughter back. And you're going to be able to do that. This show is all about community, all about getting together with you. You calling in, you leaving us open mics. I'll get you all that information in just a second. First, I'm sorry I have to chastise you as an audience listener. How many times have I told you we're in a pandemic right now and you have to take social distancing seriously? That especially includes playing with people's balls, okay? Balls have germs. And if you play with someone's balls, you're playing with someone's germs. We're, of course, talking about tennis. And there was an announcement today from the head of the tennis commission of something, I don't know, in a state. Anyway, social distancing is serious. And so am I. Welcome to the program. I'm Sean. I'm your host. Thank you for joining me tonight. We are live and local here in Orlando, Florida. But listen, if you're not in Orlando, many ways you can listen to us, all right? You can download our app. You can stream us. You can go online. You can use like one of your Google or Alexa devices. Echo. I'll say Echo from now on so I don't trigger your device while you're listening on your old radio. It's okay. Any way you want to listen to us is fine. Now, I want you to get involved in the show as well. Give me your thoughts on everything we're talking about or just call to say hello, all right? Call to have a good laugh. I want to hear from you. You can do so by joining us in the chat, youtube.com/Sean, or on Facebook. You know our Facebook page, News 96.5. Or you can leave us an open mic. Download the News 96.5 app. It's right there on the home screen. You just hit open mic, follow the instructions, and we get those messages. Or finally, give me a call. I want to hear your beautiful voices, 844-220-0965. I'll give you the number again. Why not? 844-220-0965. Now, I'm going to give the number to the people who are like, man, I should have written it down the first or second time. Save it in your phone. We all have cell phones. This way I don't have to repeat myself. Take out your cell phone right now. I'll wait. Okay, I'm done waiting. 844-220-0965. Easy, simple. Call me. I love you. Ahead of tennis courts reopening in parts of the country, because we're all doing this. Look, take a step back. Take a breath, Sean. Coronavirus has changed our lives. It's turned everything upside down. If you didn't catch coronavirus, this is just all annoying to you. I get it. Let's open up the country. Phase one. If you watch a video of somebody who had coronavirus tell the story of their coronavirus, you're like, man, this really is affecting certain people. You know, people are dying. And all we're worried about is opening parts up. And it's somewhat ridiculous that we're so focused on that without taking the proper precautions. And then there's some people out there who, when making the announcements of how gyms are going to open back up and companies who are setting measures in and sending out releases, this is what we're doing, this is what we're doing. Well, you're going to slip up sometimes. Anyway, there's a county executive, Laura Curran. She emphasized the importance of only handling your own balls when playing on their tennis courts. Let's take a listen.
So that you don't touch other people's tennis balls with your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them.
I'm a silly child. She keeps going.
I'm going to blush. Sorry.
Yeah.
Of course, if you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls.
Nah, she had to throw in tennis, didn't she? Did she say anything else? Of course.
To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie, to mark out to put an X or put someone's initials on them.
She's like a child. I mean, just think about it. You're an adult trying to say something, and the word balls will always get everybody. Can you imagine former presidents having to give speeches with the word balls in it? I mean, Trump would own it, right? He'd be like, okay, all right, everybody has balls.
when playing in sports, I want you all to just play with your balls.
Obama, you know, I do terrible impressions. I'm going to stop. That being said, listen, on the cusp of Miss Curran emphasizing the importance of handling your own balls, we have a very special commercial just released earlier this evening. This is an exclusive Sean Klitzner Show commercial from the Trump Institute for Tennis Safety. I'll repeat it again. That's right. Trump has an institute for tennis safety regarding the reopening of tennis courts. Let's take a listen.
This is an important message from the Trump Institute for Tennis Safety, or TITS. Here at TITS, we're all about balls. Until further notice, do not handle other people's balls. When necessary, you may kick other people's balls, but you should never touch their balls. You may touch your own balls. However, we do not recommend licking your balls. Licking balls can transfer disease, and due to their added fuzziness, tennis balls are no exception. Please do not lick your fuzzy balls. Using a racket to beat your fuzzy balls, however, is proven to be a safe and fun way to de-stress. So feel free to beat your balls or the balls of people in your immediate household. Thank you.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message, okay?
Wow. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Trump. Like I said, I think he's able to own this message where this girl was laughing. He releases just this statement and it really hits it on the head. So thank you to our president, Donald Trump, and his newly opened Institute for Tennis Safety, TITS. Why? Let me ask, why is there so much importance on every little part? Everybody is taking such self-importance with the reopening. All right. With phase one, phase two. I get it. We're all like, you know, meticulous with how we want to go out there and business is important. But like everyone has to have a press release or a news conference to announce how we're going to handle every little thing. I think it's just a little much. Like, for example, all right, President Trump says he's taken hydroxychloroquine. It's a tongue twister. I'm surprised he got it right. I'm very happy for him.
Hydroxychloroquine. I've been taking it for weeks now. Okay, maybe like a week, but I didn't tell anybody. It's a secret.
And he's defending his choice in doing this because he doesn't want to get coronavirus. And good for him. I'm glad that he is making decisions to keep himself healthy based on, I mean, that is the American way. We hear something, we have the choice. Are we going to listen? Are we going to follow it? Or are we not? And that is exactly why we had a problem with a quarantine, because we didn't have a choice unless it was, I mean, we kind of did because anybody could go out. They weren't arresting people. But, you know, we still sit here and go, you know, we have a choice and the government's telling us we have to be quarantined. So that pisses us off. So to bring it full circle, good for Trump. He has a choice to take this drug and he's taken it. Despite, by the way, warnings from doctors. There's no proof, like 100% proof, but he's doing it. You're an American. Just do it. Take what you want to take. Just why do you have to announce that you're taking it? You know, like, you're not mandating people to take this. You're not saying, hey, we should as a country take this. Just take it. Just do it. And I think companies lead by example. And our example is a president who has to tell us everything going on. Like, I'm going to be honest, man. It was fun at first. You know, run the country at this point. All right, I'll admit it. It's still kind of fun to see him on Twitter just tweeting his every little thought. But I got to be honest, man. Sometimes I love what the president does. He comes out, he speaks his mind, he says what he wants, he gets stuff done, but he hasn't really been faced or challenged with something like this, and everybody's giving him praise, and that's great. I want to hear it. You want to give the president praise right now for what he's doing, give me a call. 844-220-0965. Please give him praise. I want to hear it. But I'm kind of, and I've come to the side of President Trump before when the media bashes him for no reason. I don't like that. But sometimes he's a five-year-old, honestly. And I know I have a five-year-old. So, you know, I'd love to play a little game. If you want to play, if you think he's not a five-year-old, call me up. We will play a game called Is Donald Trump a Five-Year-Old? And I will, or is my five-year-old a five-year-old? I will read things off and you'll have to guess whether Donald Trump said it or a five-year-old said it. My five-year-old. Actual statements that I took down. So if you want to play this game, give me a call. 844-220-0965. 210-0965. We've got Sam, our producer, in the house tonight. Sam, you hear us? Sam. All right. So if people call you, then I want them to tell you, hey, I want to play the game. If they say I want to play the game, you let me know. We'll play this game at some point. So if you think that I am just full of it, if you absolutely hate what I'm saying and you want to challenge me, feel free. I would love that. Give me a call, 844-220-0965. In the meantime, while we wait for our players of this marvelous game, I have an announcement that isn't made. It's not really an announcement. So here we have an announcement about tennis balls, which is ridiculous. And then there's an announcement I'm going to make on my show that should be covered massively by the media. This is borderline fraud. People should be arrested. I mean, this is so bad what you're doing that I think hands should be cut off for this. All right, you don't mess with pizza. And there's a company out there who is messing with our pizza. All right? If you've been ordering delivery pizza from a new joint called Pasquale's Pizza and Wings, you're just getting a fancier version of pizza from Chuck E. Cheese. That's right. Real talk. You're getting a fancier version of Chuck E. Cheese. This whole story needs to be blown up, and I'm going to get into it in just a bit, but it looks like right now we're going to take a step back. We've got some callers who absolutely want to play this game. I don't know if they do, but I do believe they want to play the game. So I'm going to start taking them one by one. Let's start with our girl Deborah from Deltona. Deborah, you want to talk to me about Trump and the reopening, right? What's on your mind? Give me your thoughts.
Also, I can play the game. I didn't hear the game because I was talking to the producer.
I think it was Chase.
So I can play the game, too.
Good. All right. Well, first, give me your thoughts, then we'll play the game.
Well, pertaining to the issue of the tennis balls, I think you can have a glove and you can be really careful. I think people are just feeling uptight because we don't know when to be careful, when not to, because it's been 100 years since we've dealt with this particular issue.
What kind of gloves? Because some people just wear gloves all day and the gloves aren't protective. I mean, are rubber gloves
true.
Fine?
That's why I don't wear gloves for that particular reason.
But are you saying when playing tennis, like a rubber glove is fine?
Well, I think it's all a bit excessive, to be honest. I think if you're outside getting fresh air, you're doing better than sitting inside all the time, especially when you're in warm climate like this, and as the rest of the country is getting warmer. And I sense the information came from your scrotum. But anyway,
I just had to add
that because I hear that on Fridays, and I just thought it was nice to inject it. And this Friday, I was really impressed because I heard
the last
few minutes. I had to do something prior.
Thank you so much.
You want to play the game? I'll play the game.
Well, hold on, Deborah. You don't run this show, all right? Take a deep breath. We got a lot to discuss based on what you said. You marketed my Friday show. It's the psychic show. People are given a viewing of my gifts. I share that with them. But I want to get back on the gloves for a sec. Then we're going to play a game because I think you have something on these tennis balls and wearing rubber, because you should definitely wear rubber when touching balls. And I think you have something. I'm not sure if you can play while wearing the rubber, though. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. I'm not going to go to that area anymore because I'll just laugh. So I'll just leave that alone because
the way you say it is so brilliant. Deborah, get your mind out of the gutter. All right? Hang tight. Deborah.
Anyway, let's play the game.
I need a breather after that one. You got me hot and worked up. All right, Deborah?
The Sean Clitzner Show.
Hello. Welcome back. Thank you. Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Sean Clitzner Show. I'm Sean Clitzner, and we have a little game we're going to be playing. Do we have some theme song for this little game show? There we go. All right. Got a little game show music here. We're going to play. We've got two people on the line, and we are going to play Trump or my five-year-old. We've got Deborah and Maria on the line. Hello to Maria. Maria is just joining us. Deborah was with us before we took a break. So, hello, Maria. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Good. Now, where are you representing? Daytona Beach, it says?
Daytona Beach. Woo!
Ow! All right. And Deborah is representing everything outside of Daytona Beach. All right. So, you just got little Daytona, and Deborah's representing the world. Okay? So, here we go. Here's how this works. Each one of you are going to get an opportunity to give me your thoughts. You can either say it was Donald Trump or my five-year-old daughter. I'm going to read you a sentence, and you've got to tell me who said it. We've got five rounds here, all right, or five questions. Each question's one round. Five questions. At the end of the five questions, whoever has the most points wins $1,000 Sean dollars. All right, Sean dollars are worth so much in the real world. You just go to any place you want. You say, hey, I've got a couple Sean dollars. They take them. Pizza places, Walmart. You just tell the cashier, I've got Sean money. And you don't even have to show them. They believe you. All right, here we go. First one. You guys understand the rules, Deborah, Maria?
Yeah. Yes.
Great. All right, here we go. First one. Please don't feel so dumb. It's not your fault. Now, who said that? Was it Trump or my five-year-old? Deborah, we'll start with you. Who said this?
Trump.
So Deborah's going with Trump. Please don't feel so dumb. It's not your fault. Maria, what do you think? Trump or my five-year-old?
Uncle Trump.
All right. Do we have a yes or no signal? We should get everything here. God, we're such a low budget. But both of you got it right. Congratulations. It is 1-1. You are even. You are tied. All right. Here we go. This is question number two. Or statement number two. I'm rubber, you're glue. Your insults stick back to you. Was that Trump or my five-year-old? We're going to start with Maria. Maria, Trump or my five-year-old?
Trump.
All right. I'm rubber, you're glue. Your insults stick back to you. Deborah, Trump. Or my five-year-old? Both are going with Trump. And both of you are... incorrect. My five-year-old said it. Do we have? Hey, can we get some sound effects? Just dings and ernts. Just makes it more lively here. All right, here we go. 1-1 after two questions. Number three. Stupid is a bad word. You shouldn't use it. Stupid is a bad word. You shouldn't use it. Was that Trump or my five-year-old? We're going to start back with Deborah here. Stupid is a bad word. You shouldn't use it. Who said this? Trump?
Trump.
Or my five-year-old? All right. Deborah goes with Trump. Maria, stupid is a bad word. You shouldn't use it.
I hope it's the five-year-old.
Oh, not going with Uncle Trump on this one, huh? All right. No. Well, it sounds like the winner, one of you obviously got it right. The winner is Maria. My five-year-old said it, not Donald Trump. Congratulations. It is 2-1 after three. All right, here we go. Next statement. You're a clown who speaks without knowing things. Trump or a five-year-old? Starting with Maria on this one.
Uncle Trump.
Uncle Trump said that. You're a clown who speaks without knowing things. You're going to go with Uncle Trump. And Deborah, who are you going with?
Trump.
Both of you are correct. Congratulations. Both of you are correct on this one. Yeah, there we go. So now we have the score of 3-2. Maria over Deborah, going for 1,000 Sean points here. Worth so much. This last one, potentially worth 2 or 3. This last one's for the game. Because you always have to do this. All right, here we go. This book sucks. All right. Now, really, it's only three words. This book sucks. Who said it? My five-year-old or Donald Trump? We'll start with Deborah on this last one.
Trump.
Said Trump. Maria?
Donald J. Trump.
Ooh, Donald J. Trump. I don't know if I can give either of you the point. Both my five-year-old and Donald Trump said it. You both got it wrong. I'm so sorry. You had to say both in order to get full credit. But it looks like, Maria, you did just enough to take home the gold with 3-2. So, ladies, how does it feel after playing Trump or my five-year-old? You would think you'd get all five, but you did not. So, does this prove anything? What does this prove?
Congratulations, Maria.
Ah.
Thank you very much.
Good
sport. And I'm representing Daytona Beach.
All right.
I went to the beach today. I had on my mask, but at least I went to the beach. And I didn't go 6 feet. I went 12 feet of pod, so I did my social distancing.
Good. Social distancing. Maria, can I ask you, you're a big Trump supporter, it sounds like. Do you think Trump can sometimes act like a five-year-old?
Every day.
Ah, are you a big Trump supporter too?
Sorry, no.
Oh, you just call him Uncle Trump for the sake of it. All right. What about you, Deborah? You a big Trump supporter here?
Not for president.
Ah, hey, that's the best answer I heard. I agree with you. I love Trump. Just, I don't know. Sometimes he doesn't represent our country well. Well, hey, if you have a different thought, I want you to sound off. Let me hear it. All right. I'm open to conversation. 844-220-0965.
The Sean Klitzner Show.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Sean Klitzner Show. I am your host, Sean Klitzner. Thank you for joining me. Hey, before we took a break, we played Is It Trump or My Five-Year-Old, where I read off a couple of statements, and at the end of it, we realized that we really can't tell the difference. And sometimes that's how we feel. And I turn it over to you, the community. If you disagree with me, I'm all for it. I'm not saying he's the worst president. I am saying that I absolutely loved him before he became president. And now there's things he does I like and things he does I really could care less for, especially when it comes to, I find humbleness to be incredibly powerful. You know, and some people are different. That's what makes our world turn. That's what makes us Americans. We're subjective with everything. There's gray areas in every discussion, and that is what keeps the world turning for us, right? So when it comes to the president saying certain things and behaving in certain ways, sometimes I'm not a fan, and that's how that all sparked. That being said, I would love to hear from you. So 844-220-0965. Let's talk to Mark right now. Mark, talk to me about the value system of Trump and what you think about him as a whole.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, Mark.
All right. No, I just wanted to say the value system. Okay. You were just saying a second ago about humble. Now, I think there's something to be said for being humble, but I think if you've ever read a novel called The Fountainhead by Ayn Rand, and it's Ayn, not Anne, by the way, the villain, so to speak, of that novel is somebody who kind of manipulates the sort of notion of humility in a sort of false humility, passive aggressive, all of this kind of thing. So humility, I'm not sure, is necessarily all it's cracked up to be. It is in certain respects, but you got to be kind of careful with it. But in terms of the value system of Donald Trump, it's kind of like as I see it, it's kind of like the Emperor's New Clothes. You're familiar with that story.
Yeah, of course, right? Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, it was the person who really kind of finally said the truth and, you know, sort of, you know, shattered the whole Matrix thing. That was a child who said, "Mommy, he's not wearing any clothes." You know, so sometimes I think there's a lot to be said for the childish perspective. Even if it is, you know, you call it a five-year-old, that's true, probably. Because I'm not sure maturity is all necessarily it's cracked up to be. You make a lot of moral compromises, a lot of excessive moral compromises to the point where you sell out sometimes, a lot of times. So I'm not sure maturity is necessary, or humility is necessarily always automatically all it's cracked up to be.
Interesting. That's a really interesting perspective here. But, you know, if you really take a step back and put what you said on paper and just jot down kind of like the high perspective view of that, I mean, you're saying that our president is a child when it comes to certain things, because sometimes children get what they want. And having a three-year-old who screams every 2 minutes, she gets everything she wants. And yes, it's not right. And we shouldn't play that game, but there just comes a point. It's like, just take the chips. You want the chips instead of dinner? Take them. I need silence in my brain right now. So I think that's what you're kind of getting at. What my rebuttal to that, and this is where it kind of gets me, because I do appreciate that. And look, he gets things done. You know, when he first got into office and we're like, you know, we have issues with Russia, North Korea, and he's like, you know, arms around both of those guys, you know, Kim Jong and, you know, Vladimir Putin. And we're like, what is he doing? But at the same time, you're like, look at him go. He's just doing what he wants. But you got to understand that sometimes I just want somebody to represent our country who is not that childish, have that childish behavior. So just once in a while for him to go, I said this, but, you know, that's not really what it is. I'm glad we corrected it and now we're on the right path. I think there's so much more power than him going, I never said it. That was edited. It was, you know, fake news. It's like just. Say, hey, yeah, it happened. Who cares? Let's move on. We got the right answer now. You know, no harm, no foul. We got the right answer. You know, but then again, I go back to it's subjective. That's what I want in a president. So you know.
Not everything is subjective, but there are. But when things are subjective, they need to kind of be, yes, treated as such and labeled as such. Because there's certain things that you just are objectively true, but that's not everything. And everything is not subjective either. It's kind of a bit of this and a bit of that, I suppose. I don't know, you know. But anyway,
Gotcha. Gotcha, man. Well, thank you. Listen, this is why I love this show, man. Because even if we have differing opinions on things, you open up my mind to more knowledge, and hopefully you do the same for our community here. So thank you, Mark, for giving us a call. Have a great night, man.
You too. Take care.
Love you, buddy. I didn't say it back. Ah! And I said it loud and proud. I love that, Mark. I think he's been a caller before. I'm not sure, but I love his perspective on things. All right, now listen, I called Trump a fifth grader at times.
At times, I can act like a fifth grader, but like Mark said, it's great, okay? I get what I want.
We have the actual fifth grader listener here. This is a listener who his cutdowns are so bad, it reminds me of a fifth grader. So we have him on the line, the fifth grader. Hello, my friend. How are you, fifth grader?
Hi, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing well, man.
About a month ago... Okay, back in March 19th, my wife went down to Fort Pierce to help her son and his family.
Okay.
3 or 4 days later, Florida had that shutdown.
Yeah.
No, you know, travel, curfews, everything. And I was like, oh my God, she's down there and I'm stuck up here in Orlando. She's back now after 2 months, and I just want to say thank you and I love you for what you did for me. I was working 12-hour shifts and, you know, come home to an empty household, nobody to talk to except dogs, and I turned the radio on, and you really calmed me down. You were anxiety pill.
Thank you.
And I thank you for what you did for me, and she's going to be listening to you from now on, too. You know, she loves your show.
Oh, that's great. Well, tell your wife I said hello. This is weird, fifth grader. I've never actually spoken to you on the phone. You just leave us open mics here. And it's...
I spoke to you before, you know.
Fifth grader, I blocked that out, man. I blocked that out.
I left a shout out a month ago.
That's right. Well, listen, man, I really appreciate you giving us a call here. You know, in tough times like this, that is the first and foremost thing I want to do for everybody here in the community, because we're all going through this together, and we know what it's like to be here in Orlando, one of the biggest tourist cities in the entire world, to just be shut down. It feels empty, and we all have a personal story, so I'm glad I was able to help yours just a little bit. So thanks for giving me a call,
man. Well, 2 months, you know, went by, and, you know, we stuck together, and we listened to you both on the phone and the radio and everything.
Ah, so I connected
love you, Sean. You don't have to say it back.
I want to say it back. I love you too, buddy. Have a good night, man.
Okay. Have a great night. Kylie, I love you too. Bye.
Who? All right. Get out of here. I don't know who he said. Get out of here, buddy. All right. 844-220-0965. I absolutely love when I get calls like that, because that reassurance, I promise, keeps this show moving in the right direction. Let's take David right now. David, Trump's a baby. Agree or disagree?
100%.
100% what? Agree or disagree?
I agree. He's a baby.
He is. Interesting.
I got two kids. Every day he cries more than my kids.
Wow. Why do you think that is? Why do you think he cries? Or like you're saying, he's crying. Why do you think he constantly is complaining about something?
Because he was bullied as a child.
Wow. That makes a lot of sense. You know, he's constantly bringing up Obama. He's not even facing Obama. He's going up against Biden. You would think he would just rip on Biden all day, but now he's taking jabs at Obama. It's almost like Obama's the decoy. He's the Scottie Pippen of the 1998 Game 6 of the championship. I only know that because I'm watching that documentary with Jordan. But he's made fun of as a kid, and you think it's just come out now?
I think his whole life, but if you look at Biden, Biden is a genius. Biden is sitting back. He does one interview a week. His polls are going up every week.
Yeah.
He's done nothing but sit back and let Trump ruin himself every day.
Interesting.
He's done nothing.
Interesting.
What has he done? He's done one interview a week, and at the end of the day, he's probably going to win the way it's going.
Let me ask, man.
Give me an example. Hydrochlorine. I got family who are doctors. Hydrochlorine is the worst medicine to give someone in this disease. It kills people. to come up and say people to take it when it is a disease that's used for people that have other issues and it has been around. When he came up and he said people should buy it, people just went and bought the medicine for no reason. But no, this medicine is not going to save you. This is just, it's all a stunt and a PR move.
Yeah.
And I probably am 100%, I don't think he's taking it.
I don't know.
It doesn't make any bit of sense.
It doesn't. Could I ask you something? Who did you vote for in 2016? You voted for Hillary or Trump?
I voted for Trump, unfortunately.
Did you really? Why did you vote for Trump in 2016, and what changed from then to now?
Look, Trump has done an amazing thing, amazing about the economy.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. For the first 2 years, the economy was great. But when you start fighting against the world, and you could see that there was going to be some type of issues coming, not even before Corona, that you start fighting with China and you start making a trade war. The consumer doesn't win when these wars happen.
Yeah.
He wins because he says, oh, I'm fighting against China. But at the end of the day, there's 80% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. And they're the ones that are suffering, and they suffered before even Corona came. And to start making these wars and these trade wars, it's not going to help a regular American. It just makes people's lives a misery.
Yeah.
They could have done it a lot differently, you know, but he just decided to fight it, to make a big war about it. Anyway, but at the end of the day, he's probably going to be voted out of office, and it's a shame because he probably would have done a lot good for this country.
Wow. David, this is mind-blowing that you're literally a Trump supporter in certain ways, but yet sitting here going, he's going to lose. I don't like him anymore. I voted for him in 2016, and now here I am saying, hey, I'm anti-Trump, and you're speaking your truth. Whether it's going to happen or not, no idea. I have no idea. But, David, I thank you for giving us a call tonight. Appreciate you and giving us your perspective, man. Love you, buddy.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I love you, too. Bye-bye.
All right. There we go. Thanks, David. I love the love here. Absolutely love the love. Listen, we got an open mic I got to play, which talked about one of our earlier topics, but it made me laugh.
Okay, so I just tuned to the radio. This is Dan from Pearson. I just tuned to the radio, and all I heard were rubber gloves and balls. I don't know what the heck you guys are talking about tonight, but it just made me laugh my butt off. Good job. Love this show.
Aww.
Bye.
Thank you. Wow, we're getting a lot of love tonight. See, this is what happens when you constantly tell your callers you love them and they say, I love you back. It's infectious. I hope you go around your everyday telling people just how much you love them. Looks like we're getting a call in right now. If you want to get in on the action and just chat with me, do it. 844-220-0965. We've got a live caller coming in. I'm just going to pick it up live. Here we go.
Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from
Kylie,
an inmate at Florida Correctional Institution.
Eesh.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring. To accept charges, press 1.
Here
to
we
refuse
go.
Charges, thank you for using T-Netics. You may start the conversation now.
All right. Well, okay. It sounds like we have Kylie on the line calling us collect from the mental institution. Hello, Kylie. Welcome back to the Sean Klitzner Show. So grateful that you use your one call a day to give us a call here on the show. What can we do for you tonight?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, how are you? We got crazy Kylie on the line, always talking crazy things. Let's see what she has to say. The floor is yours, crazy Kylie.
Well, I have a suggestion for Trump.
Yeah.
For the White House.
Here we go. Yep.
Yeah, add a sandwich. At a sandwich dispenser.
What? At a sandwich dispenser?
Yeah, a sandwich dispenser.
A sandwich
makes people strong.
A sandwich with a V. A sandwich. That's what you're saying? Sandwich?
Yeah. Have the engineer come in and build a sandwich dispenser. That would be pretty cool.
And what?
The engineer.
Isn't that just like a fridge with sandwiches in it and you can just pick your sandwich? Why do you need it dispensed?
No, it's cool because sandwich makes people strong.
Yeah. I got this. Hey, how are things over at the loony bin?
Oh. always fine.
Oh my God.
We got this kid with a gas mask. You can't even understand what they're saying.
Crazy Kylie, you're like the female Joker.
The Sean Klitzner Show.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I'm Sean Klitzner. We're talking all things Trump, getting a lot of great opinions from you, which I absolutely love when you as a community come together with differing thoughts on a topic. Some people like Trump, some people don't. Some people like certain parts of Donald Trump. Some people liked Donald Trump and now they don't. And then we get our open micers who want to not call in, but they just want to say hello and give their thoughts. So let's take one of those right now.
Hey, Sean, Jimbo from Melbourne here. Yes, Trump is a five-year-old, but he can't be that bad because all the Democrats that said they were leaving the country when he got elected are still here.
That's
so
right.
I guess they're voting for him again.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good point. Remember when everybody's like, I'm out, I'm leaving. I had a lot of friends out in California say, if Trump gets elected, I'm moving to Canada. People crying when he won. And it was very, very interesting. Anyway, listen, earlier in the show, I gave you a little tease of something that is an announcement that should have had more emphasis behind it. And that was that if you're ordering from a place called Pascali's Pizza and Wings, it's really just Chuck E. Cheese. So they've been using a renaming tactic to stay afloat because you can't go into a Chuck E. Cheese and you're not getting to go Chuck E. Cheese pizza. So here's how it went down. Here's how it was discovered. A food delivery driver was asked where a customer's pizza was coming from because the customer recognized it was Chuck E. Cheese pizza, which is a whole separate thing in itself. Maybe he has kids. Maybe he just has ordered from Chuck E. Cheese before. Anyway, he noticed the flavor, and the delivery driver said he ordered from this Pascali's. There was a Chuck E. Cheese store, but the windows had Wing Restaurant on them. The words Wing Restaurant instead of Chuck E. Cheese. So he goes, I was confused too. So they reached out to a Chuck E. Cheese rep, the news organizations out there who want to get to the bottom of this. And Chuck E. Cheese admitted that Pascali's shares the same building, but uses thicker dough and more sauce. So basically, it's an adult Chuck E. Cheese pizza for big boys and girls. That's it. And I find this, I got to say, I find this brilliant. This is clever AF. All right. Like Applebee's is using the same tactic because who's like thinking Applebee's? That's where I'm going to order from. No, you're just thinking I want this kind of food. So their code name is a place called Neighborhood Wings that delivers to your home because you don't think of Applebee's as a delivery service, but they got to stay afloat. So Neighborhood Wings it is. Shares the same address as Applebee's. Genius, everybody. Genius. And good for them for really trying to stay afloat here and not spend more marketing dollars saying, hey, we're Applebee's, we now deliver. We're just going to change and open up a new business under a new name. So my question to you is, would you be ticked off if you learned you were actually paying to have a Chuck E. Cheese pizza or Applebee's wings delivered to you when you thought it was like a good New York style pizza place, right? Pascali's. What do you think? 844-220-0965. If you have a thought about this, hit me up right now. I would absolutely love to get your thoughts. It is interesting, you know? And, I'm going to turn to our producer, Sam, in the house tonight because you were making some faces while I'm reading off this story and talking about it. What are your thoughts about this?
I don't know. I feel like you should be smarter than that. Like, if you order from a place called Pascali's, you try it out, and you're like, wow, this is good. I'm going to keep ordering from here. It's kind of your fault. Like, you should be able to tell the pizza's not great.
Well, but so you're saying Chuck E. Cheese pizza isn't great?
I mean, yeah.
Have you ever had Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
When I was a kid, I did,
and you remember it from a kid as being so bad that it stuck with you as an adult?
No, but I don't think it's great. I think I would remember if Chuck E. Cheese pizza blew my mind. I think of it like I go to Chuck E. Cheese to have fun as a kid to play around in the ball pit and whatever, tennis balls actually.
Yeah, there we go.
And have fun with my friends and play their games. The pizza was just something that was there to I guess assist it. So I don't know. I feel like I would have remembered if it was phenomenal.
All right, listen. The TV host in me is really breaking down you. Asking questions. So as a 6, 7, 8-year-old here, Sam, our producer, what was considered good pizza for you?
I think any pizza was good at six. Anything but high, but like school pizza was good at 6 or 7.
So do you see what you just did there? Because you just said...
I understand the contradictions.
It's a huge contradiction. Because normally a kid is going to say Pizza Hut, Domino's, Papa John's. You're not going with like a true Italian pizza. In fact, as a kid, that's just too strong of flavors. So for you to say that as an adult, you remember what Chuck E. Cheese pizza... I'm sorry. I think we need to get a Chuck E. Cheese pizza in here and try it.
Do we order Pascali's or do we order Chuck E. Cheese? Because at this point, because they're saying it's different.
They are. They're saying it's the same flavor, though. You're just getting more flavor. So I would say we order Chuck E. Cheese pizza, we try it out, and we do a Chuck E. Cheese taste test. And if we can get a Pascali's, yeah, we do a side-by-side comparison. I think that's the way to go, man. Gonna throw it out there. What are your thoughts?
I'm with you. I'll do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's do it. I don't know what the schedule looks like next week, but we'll plan it out.
I love this. All right. So we're
do we get like actually good pizza though? Do we get like I don't know, some I think Pizza Bruno is probably the best pizza in Orlando that I've tried.
Here's what we do. So you want to do a 3x3 comparison?
Yeah, go Pascali's, the adult Chuck E. Cheese, the original Chuck E. Cheese, and then one that I consider good as an adult now.
Okay. All right, and then we'll compare all of them. That sounds good. And then additionally, we need to get a bunch of people here as well so that we're not just wasting a ton of disgusting pizza, but we should order from Applebee's, get their wings, order from Neighborhood Wings, get their wings, and then order from a good wing place. And let's see from all of those places if we can tell the difference. We're going to see. We're going to do a true social experiment. I love you, Orlando. Thanks for joining me tonight. I will see you tomorrow evening. Have a good night.
The Sean Clisner Show.